Morning, dear seminarians, friends, brothers and sisters. Translation, that was what, January 9? But that, I think, is very effective in today's gospel. First reading is the transfer of the Ark of the Covenant from the city of David, Zion, to the temple, and where it is put, where people, the Holy of Holies, were people. So that's the translation. And that was done with festivities during the time of Solomon. And we know how it is for us here in the Philippines with the devotion to this Señor Nazareno. And you know also very well that a lot of people criticized it. Even some of the priests said, why do we have to do that? Very dangerous, a lot of people get injured. Well, maybe the gospel will answer that for us. You know, that's part of our popular piety for dear seminarians here. Which some modern thought might think not so applicable. You just focus on the scriptures, focus on the sacraments, and just focus on the Lord. But you know, popular piety has a strong tradition in the Bible and in the early Christianity. Here again, what the gospel tells us. They begged that they might touch only the tassel of Jesus' cloak, and as many as touched it, they were healed. If Jesus allowed people to get healed, maybe even just by the swift of the air as he come close, the combination of the power and charism of Jesus, the combination together plus the faith of the people equals powerful healing. Popular piety is like that as well. And so while we are trained mentally, intellectually, in our studies, don't forget the faith of the heart. My thesis in MA in philosophy is Blaise Pascal, which, being a good mathematician at that, but he says more than mathematics, more than rationalism, is the faith of the heart. The heart has its reason, which reason could not understand. What a lot of people cannot understand with the simple faith of those Israel that came to the Lord, God understood better their heart, their faith. And he allowed it and rewarded it with a miracle of healing. May it be for us that we can progress both in mind, in heart, in understanding, and in faith. Amen.